What are three New Year's resolutions you can actually keep and enjoy doing in 2022? Stay tuned. I will give you that answer. Growing up here in the St. Louis area, I learned about hard work from my father, who owned a local waste collection company. I loved attending Cardinals and Blues games whenever possible. Now I spend my time helping others move here and build a life for their families. I'm Brian Vogt. Come with me as I show you the best of living the St. Louis Metro East lifestyle. Brian Vogt here, and happy, happy New Year. Now, if you have all your New Year's resolutions ready, set, ready to go, locked in, I wish you nothing but success. Behind you 100%. However, this episode probably isn't for you. But if you haven't done any resolutions yet, or maybe you don't plan on it, this is the episode that you want to watch. Take heart. We're going to have some great information. Look, the last 2 years have been really difficult on a lot of people, whether losing jobs, moving locations, their businesses shutting down. And quite frankly, there have been so many people that have had to work from home, making their kitchens, their offices, and moms have been school teachers, which is, for some reason or another, has spiked up the wine bill on a weekly basis. But all those things, I hope, and I truly, truly hope, are well behind us. With that said, I want to give you three resolutions that anyone can do. They are easy, simple, and they have a major impact on your life on a daily basis. So with that, let's dig in. Number one, give someone a sincere compliment every day. It could be a school teacher. It could be a family member. It could be someone at the coffee shop, a coworker. It doesn't matter. Studies show that the average person is lucky to get a compliment a week, much less a compliment a day. And just make sure that it's sincere. Flattery won't work. So be sincere with it. And it doesn't cost you anything to do it. That's the great news. Just understand that whether it's a family member or whoever it is, once you start doing this as a habit, on a daily habit, many, many people start complimenting everybody that they meet and come in contact with. They enjoy it that much. Not only for what they give to someone else, but what they get back in return. And it is said that the good we give out to the world comes back to us tenfold, and it's true. Number two, drink a glass of water every morning as soon, and I do mean as soon as you get out of bed. Have the glass of water right next to you. Simply put, it's been 6 to 8 hours since you've had any fluids in your body, and now you need to rehydrate it. And the simplest thing to do is to have a glass of water. By having a drink, a glass of water, does three things. First, it will literally wake you up, which is great if you're permanently addicted to the snooze button. Second, it will boost your metabolism. And third, it will help ease any aches and pains in your body. It will do all that. So if you are ready to take on the, when you're ready to take on the world, has to offer, drink that glass of water. Number three, 3 minutes of gratitude every day. We all have heard we should count our blessings, be thankful for everything that we have, but unfortunately, most of us miss the mark. So by just taking 3 minutes, and I would advise you to schedule it first thing in the morning, just think of three things that you are truly grateful for. It could be big, it could be small, it could be your family, it could just be the simple fact that you have a roof over your head, whatever that is. But the effects will be very profound in as little as a week. Now, you are only planning on doing one of these resolutions. This is the one I would recommend, gratitude. The positive effects will be something you will be amazed by in a very short period of time, and how you view others also. And the last part is, it is said, what is easy to do is also easy not to do. So make these resolutions a part of your everyday life, and you will be amazed by the changes you will see in the new year. And with the new year means a new market. Who do you know that is tired of having their home office in the kitchen and looking to move and make more room in the O'Fallon market? Please have them give me a call. I would love to help them. And until the next episode. But before I forget, don't forget to hit the subscribe button and ring that bell to not miss another episode. But until the next episode, Welcome to the new year. It's going to be great.
Got a question about real estate around the St. Louis Metro East area? Call me, Brian Vogt, at 618-210-2451. Or for a free copy of my Amazon number one best-selling book, Ready, Set, Sold, visit my website, brianvogt.com. Thank you for tuning in. This is Brian Vogt. Until next time on Living the St. Louis Metro East Lifestyle.